Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We covered the story yesterday that L.A. is the first major city, the first big city in America, which is the second largest city in America, to actually enact a minimum that the city council voted 14 to 1 to raise the minimum wage. And if you look at the headline, it'll scare the living daylights out of you because it says to $15 from 9. And 9 is, they already have $9 in L.A. Minimum wage, I think, is significantly less than that, so it's already higher than the national average. But it's up to $15 over the next 5 years with essentially a dollar. It goes to $10.50 by, I think, the middle of, I think, July 2016, as I recall, and then basically gets to $15 by 2020. New York is, Governor Cuomo is considering it for New York, and obviously other states are really trying to deal with the reality that minimum wage just really is too minimal, that people can't really live on it. So we asked the idea of what do you think of the idea of raising minimum wage? I think it's look, in the long run, in theory, it's going to affect all of us because it's going to mean that prices are higher on everything. But the question is how much higher. If you talk about, they're basically talking about 10% a year, which is a lot, over the next 5 years. And that's Mike. I mean, hopefully there are other ways to make it up. And everybody's saying, well, small businesses are going to go out of business. But whenever there's a change, the examples I gave yesterday were when they say you can't smoke or that you can't use trans fatty acids, they say, oh, business is going to go out of, and they don't. So, it just seems to me that in fairness, that we're really a country that believes in, we're a democracy. And if you get a huge discrepancy between people who have and people who have not, you're destabilizing a system. And what we want to do is have that democracy really thrives on, if not equality, at least stability. So, I think it's kind of inevitable and important. So let's hear what other people. Trevor, do you have any feelings about it?
Well, I think what you just said is really astute and really to the heart of the issue, the kind of discrepancy between the ultra-rich at the top of these companies and the people who are kind of at the bottom. But my concern is simply that the managers and the powers that be will simply charge more for their products, so they're kind of,
there's a problem. And I don't know how we make the ultra-rich moral. And because that's really what we're talking about.
Exactly.
That if you're making $5 million a year, there's no way of spending in any reasonable way. I mean, once you have your cars and your boats and your houses and your Rolexes, you can't spend that kind of money. And if you can't spend it, what is the urge to get more of it? And we know that there is an urge to get more of it. And part of it is the definition of corporations, which is going to have to change. Somebody is going to have to take it to the Supreme Court. Because I think yesterday, sometime this week, was the Supreme Court ruling that said corporations basically have the same rights as human beings, which, of course, is a terrible idea. And there needs to be more restrictions. But that's what, when you and I were talking about discrepancies and about the issue about clothing, and which we're going to talk more about tomorrow. But I just said, I thought that the Catholic Church was really psychologically astute because they said, we don't need half your money. We don't need a third of your money. We just need 10%. And it's an easy number to come up with. And if everybody across the board, and if you and I were willing to give up 10%, and General Motors was willing to give up 10%. And the guy who's making $15 million a year gave up 10%. That everything would be taken care of. We'd be fine. And we wouldn't have to have, mm-hmm. I mean, tax attorneys would probably have to be re-educated to be something else. But other than that, I mean, it would make a lot of sense. So, and it wouldn't, 10%, presumably one way or the other, is not going to measurably change your lifestyle, especially if you're very rich. If you're very poor, it might.
Right.
But there, but you know, it's really an easy solution, but it has to do with morality, and I don't know how you teach people that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to be able. I think you have to legislate, which is the Supreme Court sort of took a major step backward, and that's you know part of the reason that we sort of include every day on the website a good news story is to sort of reassure people that you're not in a desert by yourself if you're trying to do good, to be a good person, to be a righteous individual, that there are other people who do it. And what we see in the news is the nincompoop factor, the people who are doing terrible things. But it, that doesn't mean that they're the rule. And in fact, almost by definition, means they're not the rule, that news is what's unusual, not what's usual. And today, Trevor put up a man win one of fallen deputy's patrol car at an auction, and he gave the keys to his grieving sons. I mean, and people do things like that every day, that there are really people who give money away, who sort of befriend the friendless, who feed the hungry. And we need to remember that. So, because otherwise you feel like, well, you know, if everybody else is doing it, it's one of my favorite lessons from being on the air, which is, that I asked the question at one point in my life. I had a phone line where if you call it, you could vote yes or no, and it didn't cost you anything. Not like American Idol, but you could vote yes or no. And so I said, if you thought you could get away with cheating on your income tax and nobody would know, would you do it? And 75% of the people said yes. And the parallel question was, if you knew your neighbor was cheating, would you turn them in? And like 93% said yes. So if I can't get away with it, you can't get away with it. And I, to me, that was just one of those. The percentages surprised me a bit. The mentality and the sentiment didn't. And I think that's part of the reason for talking about positive things is to remind people that they're not alone, that they're not weird if they're trying to be nice, and that there really is an a moral life is a much easier life to lead than an immoral one, because there's always somebody going to be after you. And even if nobody else knows, you know, then most people are born with consciences, even though they're able to sometimes neatly put them aside. So, all right, what else we got here?
All right, so Marquita says simply, necessary.
Yeah, I think it is. That, it's time. I mean, minimum wage has been in the minimum wage for how long? For a while, I think, hasn't it? Let's see. Minimum wage, let's see if it says. The increase may be the one that will tell me. I think the minimum wage has been minimum wage for like a while.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of years, I think.
Let's see if I can find. Here's a review of 64 studies on minimum wage found no discernible effect on employment. 600 economists, 7 of them Nobel Prize winners in economics, have signed on to a letter in support of raising the minimum wage to $10.10 by 2016. LA is talking about 2050. 3 out of 5 business owners support increasing the minimum wage to $10.10. 58% say raising the minimum wage would increase consumer power. 56% say raising the minimum wage would help the economy. Because, I mean, that was what story, I'm trying to remember what story we did talking about the obliteration of the middle class. And the idea being that as minimum wage drops, that so does buying power, which means that people are buying less, which means companies don't do as well. So that actually supporting the middle class, which is this is not even the middle class, this is the sort of upper lower class, is really the way to make the economy work better.
Yeah, to me it makes more sense to have a bunch of well-paid people rather than a handful of ultra-rich people, you know, as far as the health of the economy goes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point. They're saying that it, in fact, increases jobs rather than decreases them, increases spending, increases productivity. Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out when. Only 23 states and the District of Columbia currently have a minimum wage higher than the federal minimum, meaning the majority of states have an hourly minimum wage below the federal. It'll boost the earnings for 28 million. I'm just trying to find out when I'll see if I can find it over this break of finding out when the last minimum wage was. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And L.A. has gotten on the bandwagon. It's the first of the major states or major cities in the United States to enact an increased minimum wage. And a lot of economists and a lot of people who are much smarter than I am about the economy think that raising the minimum wage is a really important thing to do. From a political standpoint, but even from an economic standpoint, they point out that in the last 22 years, in the last 70 years, the minimum wage has been increased for 22 times, and which means, in theory, if it was going to harm businesses, you'd see dips in the GNP, the gross national product, and you don't. So the idea that GNP has continued to rise, even though there have been 22 examples of increasing the minimum wage. It was $3.35 during Reagan's era. It's currently $7.25. which translates to $15,000 for a full-time year-round worker. It's not much money, folks. It really is not. It was signed into law in 1938 by FDR. At the height of the Great Depression, was to keep American workers out of poverty and increase consumer purchasing power in order to stimulate the economy, which is still the issue, right? We're trying to make sure that people don't descend into poverty and increasing... We're a capitalist society. People need to buy stuff. If they don't have any money, they can't buy stuff. So giving them a little bit more money to buy stuff keeps them out of poverty, makes them politically more stable, makes them economically more viable, and increases the GNP. So there are five states that have no state minimum wage laws at all, but employers are still required to pay the minimum wage for the federals. Employers are required to pay the state minimum wage or the federal minimum wage, whichever is higher. So it's 7.25 right now. The value of the minimum wage has fallen sharply over the last 40 years. In 1968, the minimum wage was $1.60 an hour, which translates to approximately $10.90 in 2013 dollars. And that's what people are saying, is that during Reagan's time, that the same amount of money, which I think was 3.25, something like that, would still be over $10. And we're talking about 7.25. So including inflation and a little, blah, blah, blah. So, all right, so let's see what else people are saying.
Okay, Mark says, ask Seattle business owners. I guess I wish I knew what he was referring to.
Well, let's see what it says about Seattle. Let's see, minimum wage, Seattle, 2015. All right, let's see what it says. Oh, Seattle effects. A growing number of cities are examining the cost and benefits of Seattle's new minimum wage ordinance to take effect on April 1st. Well, I mean, you know, we're not talking about much time, so I assume it's negative from the sort of the tone of the response. But it's only been in for like 6 weeks.
Right.
Latest information. Well, this doesn't help. $11 by April 1st, 2015. So they've really bumped it up. $13 by January 1st, 2016. $15 by January 1st, 2017. So let's see what the effects are. We'll check it out. Don't worry about it. See, we can be right up on the moment here. Effects. So just FYI, my particular question, which was, when was the last time it was raised? And the answer is... in 2009, so it's 6 years. Facts, here we go. Let's see if I can find it. Somebody's saying that there are restaurant closures, but now they're saying, let's see, the rumpus. A couple of days back, I gleefully leapt on the story about restaurant closures in Seattle and the effects of the city's higher minimum wage. There's been a certain pushback from various people to that idea, and we might now be able to raise this from a discussion to a rumpus. The most significant piece of the pushback comes from the Seattle Times, who are kind enough to point out their piece to me. They asked owners, well, first of all, it's only been in for like 10 days. Most significant piece of backlash, let's see. They asked the restaurants whether they had closed over the minimum wage and got the answer no. My computer's bouncing around. Simply because the original article did not claim that these specific restaurants had closed as a result of the minimum wage. It used the fact that the restaurants are closing as a lead to a discussion of the effects that a rise in minimum wage would have. There's not that there's going to be a wiping out of employment opportunities, nor that the economy of Seattle is going to become a howling wasteland. Less human labor will be employed at $15 an hour than would have been employed if the minimum wage had not risen to that amount. When it comes to the impact, researchers and an owner of 7 local subways agree that the restaurant will have to raise their prices 4 to 5%, meaning additional nickel per dollar on Seattle restaurant checks. So they're saying, basically, first of all, it's just come out. I mean, it's hard to know. But the idea that restaurants closed because of it seems not to be accurate in the least. that the owners in fact said, when it would be really easy to do it, that they closed for other reasons. So, all right, it's a little more complex. So, my dear fellow who responded on Facebook, first of all, I think you're going to have to give it a little bit more time. Number one, and number two, I think that even the Seattle Times said that they were not. It was not an accurate perception that is not, it was not cause and effect. It was not causal. All right. So now that we've laid that to rest, besides, I mean, in 1 or 2 months, I mean, in a couple of weeks, how are you going to determine anything? And it turns out not to be accurate. Most of those restaurants are probably planning to close for other reasons. And it may be the cost of liquor. It may be labor unions. Who knows? So let us not jump to conclusions. All righty. Keep going.
Robert says also very briefly, losers.
What did he say?
Losers.
Losers?
I guess he's talking about the people who raised the minimum wage.
Or maybe the people who are requesting it. You know, if you're going to be snotty, at least be specifically snotty.
Yeah. Give us an idea of what you're being snotty about.
Yeah. 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 What's the point about being snotty unless we know exactly who your target is?
Indeed. All right. Well, Connie says, gives us a nice little response. She says, great. All the power to them. It is about time businesses and corporations started to pay so that they can, pay people so they can live decent lives. Instead, the philosophy has been to work people to the bone and give them the least they can get away with. Immoral. Hope it spreads worldwide. I'm sorry, nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the facts rather than just sort of, oh my goodness, everything's going to cost me more. If in fact, and there was. I'm trying to remember exactly where I saw it, but I'm not an economics major, as you can tell. But that it turns out that the best way to have a thriving economy is not the very poor because they can't afford anything, and not the very rich because, as somebody points out, and this was a rich guy, you can only buy so many yachts or so many cars. So the very rich are not really supporting the economy. The very poor can't. So it's the middle class that buys stuff. And if you don't have people in the middle class, if basically people's earning power has decreased, which it has, then they can't buy as much stuff, which means the economy comes to a screeching halt. So it's the middle class that has to be empowered for capitalism to work. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. My question, in one sentence, is how do I make my 5-year-old son concentrate with the task at hand?
Why is he not concentrating? What's the problem?
Well, he is so easily distracted. This is an example. He has baseball practices, and most of the kids are all out there, and they're doing what the coach says, but mine, he's out doing everything else, but he's in La La Land. He's looking at the sky. He's drawing in the dirt, you know, and we'll say to him over and over again, you know, pay attention.
How does he do in school?
Fairly well, actually.
Maybe he doesn't like baseball.
Yeah, maybe. That's what my husband said, too.
Yeah.
I don't want him to think he can quit.
Well, why can't he? He's 5 years old.
Because I just don't want to get him into that habit of
Cheryl,
baseball. For
Cheryl,
time.
He's 5 years old.
Yeah.
It sounds like he doesn't like baseball. It sounds like he may not be very coordinated. It sounds like he may be in the outfield. He doesn't hit very well. Why don't you sit him down and say, do you like baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the deal with kids is, especially if you're doing something, I mean, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that you try it for a month, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do it anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, if this kid does fine in school and just doesn't like baseball because he's in the outfield and doesn't hit very well and can't catch very well, he's 5 years old. Why does he have to stay in baseball?
I don't know.
And he may like baseball.
Uh-huh.
But Cheryl, you know, having our kids do things because we want them to do things is not very profitable parenting, let alone it's not very profitable for the kid. Rhoda, hi. Rhoda?
Yeah.
There you are.
Oh, goodness. Thank you.
Well, not necessarily. It's just Dr. Joy Brown. If you want to call me goodness, I guess I can live with that. What's on your mind?
I haven't had a relationship in a long time because the last one ended very badly. He was abusive. He was an attorney. He was disbarred, sent to prison for years.
Wow. What was he sent to prison for?
Some other nasty thing, but because I wasn't nasty enough to like get a restraining order. I did file a police report after he thought I was, I don't know what happened, but he started threatening to kill me after he threw me against the wall. And I mean, I just want him to apologize. But then I found that he hit my daughter, and that was the end of him.
How long were you with him?
I wasn't going to be. 3 years.
Wow.
3 years. Anyway, it turns out he had a drug problem. I had no idea.
Sounds like cocaine. Okay, so what's the issue here?
Okay, I met someone after many years of not, you know, not being interested in anyone in particular. And he wanted me to be his girlfriend right away and see me every day and all that sort of thing. And I just got sort of cold feet and everything. And I just sort of kept putting him off and putting him off and putting him off. And then I decided I liked him. And then, you know, we saw each other a few times, and then I kept getting scared to be...
Rhoda, take a deep breath for a minute. Take a deep breath. What's today's issue?
Well, I haven't seen him since October, although we talked about a month ago.
That's 6 months ago. That's 7 months ago.
Yeah, well...
How many dates did you go out on with this guy?
A few. Four or five, I don't know.
Over what period of time?
Yeah, and, you know, lots
of... No, Rhoda, the question... Rhoda, over what period of time did you go out with him?
About a year.
You went out on six dates over a year, and you haven't seen him for 6 months?
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm misunderstanding. Over since June to October.
Okay, so it's about 5 months. So you went out about once a month.
And lots of phone conversations.
Is this a long-distance relationship?
No, but it may as well have been because I was so scared that a lot of it was on
How long
the phone.
Had it been since you broke up with the lawyer?
13 years.
How did you guys met on the internet?
No, I've never done that in my life. I was original one or the new
no,
one?
No, no. Something that happened 13 years ago is more historical information than current necessity.
Right.
I'm
right.
talking about the current guy.
No.
No what?
No, he's not the current guy. The historical is not the current guy.
No, Rhoda, try and listen. Because do you have something else going on? Do you have me in the background?
No, I have a 4-year-old.
Got a 4-year-old. Where's the 4-year-old from?
I'm just babysitting my daughter's baby.
Okay, so not yours. Yeah. Grandchild. Okay.
Well, sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it sort of?
Oh, because when the baby's with me, I look younger, so they all think it's my kid.
Yeah, but I don't care about what it looks like. I care about what it is, Rhoda, that you're the grandmother.
Yeah, right.
Rhoda, this will work really well if you try and focus very clearly and be incredibly candid with me. All right, that's the best way this will work. All right, so how did you meet the guy that you had the five dates with starting last, that ended in October? Where did you meet him?
Just happenstance. I was looking at a place to move to, and he just happened to be there. I was looking to move, and he happened to be in the same place that I was.
Okay. And you went out with him for how long?
We talked more than actually went and, you know, did anything for 6 months, and then.
But you're saying over that period of time, 6 months, you had five or six dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that seems to me pretty low-key, doesn't it, to you? That's a date a month.
I'm very standoffish. I talk to him a whole lot more than that, but I couldn't even bring myself to even see him because I was too scared.
So, well, but you did see him. You had six dates with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of calling to get those six dates out of me.
When did you have the first date? How long had you been talking with each other before you had the first date?
For 3 months. Okay. I put them off for 3 months.
So then, in those 3 months, you had six dates the following 3 months.
After 3 months of putting him off on the telephone and talking to each other on the phone, I saw him. And then a few weeks after that, I saw him again, you know, up until October. And I kept putting him off in between.
So why did you...
He wanted to see
was
me
it
every day.
Was it his idea to stop seeing you or your idea to stop seeing him?
We just kept missing each other because I'm busy with things that I do. And
okay, so what's today's
question?
What's today's question?
Well, I haven't actually seen him since October, although we've talked, and we're supposed to see each other, and I kept missing each other. And
I need a question.
How do I get back together with him or talk to him? I talked to him a few weeks ago, but we missed each other again. And
I just need a question from you.
How do I start it up again with this fellow?
You'd like to take him to a movie, or you'd like to buy him dinner. Okay, yeah, it's as simple as that. But I think you're going to have to sort of take a chill pill here. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. If I had to guess, I would guess that there are other issues going on in your life. And it may be that rather than a date or a boyfriend, you really need to sit and talk with somebody about something that so traumatized you 13 years ago that you're kind of phobic about men. And it's almost that you're playing kind of sort of an approach avoidance game of, you know, you're going to have to come after me and 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 after me, and then I'll go out with you once. And then you have to start the whole thing all over again. And the problem about that is you're going to set yourself up as a challenge. And the problem about not being a little more forthcoming is that if you set yourself up as a challenge rather than an individual or somebody who's who there's a little more give and take, once the challenge has been met, they're going to dump you. And that's going to reinforce your idea that men are no damn good and they're only after one thing and they're going to break your heart. And if you're looking for some companionship or some kind of relationship, that's really very counterproductive. So what I would suggest you do, I don't know that this guy has much to offer you other than his enthusiasm, and it sounds like he was really very much put off by your willingness to talk with him. It's almost a tease, your willingness to talk with him but then not go out with him, and then finally go out with him and then not go out with him for a long period of time. So you might be better served, you have to sit down and figure out if this guy really has any appeal to you or his only real appeal is that he was interested in you. But if you're actually interested, get yourself out of the house. Go and be around people with whom you have something in common rather than dates per se. And sort of see if you can put a little bit more equanimity, a little bit more serenity into not only your dating life, but your life in general. Because I think it'll work better for you. But if what you want to do is see this guy again, invite him out. Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, you need to make the decision, do I want to see this person? Do I want to spend time with this person or not? And then the particulars of how the relationship is going to work for either or both of you, it really is negotiable. I mean, you can say, here's what I'd like, and the other person may say, well, that's great. Or you can say, here's what I like, and the other person says, no, that's not what I'm interested in. But talking about it, it's certainly one of the ways of doing it. But you need to make the initial decision, and hopefully you're making a decision on whether or not you like that person, whether you like being around them as opposed to what they provide for you. I mean, I remember kids in college, and hopefully it stops after college, who, you know, we're talking about being poor today, and I suppose there's, in some ways, nobody as poor as a starving student. You know, they're young and they have parents, but still. And they'd go out with somebody just for a free meal. And I always thought that was an awful thing to do, that, you know, that this person is saying, would you like to come and spend time with me, meaning I like you, I care about you, and what you're using them as a meal ticket. I don't think that's an okay thing to do. So the first question is, do I want to spend time with this person? And then you negotiate under what circumstances. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective.
effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. All right, let's finish up our minimum wage. But let me just say one other thing before we go to that, which is, you know, we talked about food stamps a couple weeks ago, and the idea being people saying, well, you know, I work hard for my money, why shouldn't everybody else? But if you're in a minimum wage job and you're making $15,000 a year, $15,000 a year is not much to live on. That's what, a little more, about $1,200, $1,300 a month to live on, which is, if you divide that by four, that's what, $300 a week? I mean, it's slightly less than $300 a week, which that's for your housing, your food, for everything, for your car or your transportation, entertainment, $300 a week, which is what? That's about $40-some a day, which is, and that can, for one person, I mean, that's not much, but you may be able to be okay on it. But for a family, And you could say, well, you know, if you can't afford, you shouldn't have family. Yeah, of course. The point is, it's not much money, and to cover everything that you need. And so, if you don't want to do welfare, if you're saying, well, people should work, which I don't think anybody would disagree with, then you have to make sure that when they're working, they make enough to support themselves. Because otherwise, what's the point? Then you've got, we're really talking about in this country is the working poor. We really need a middle class to support us. So, and I think a minimum wage isn't going to help all that much. I mean, it's not going to be hugely, but it's certainly better. All right, so let's see what, and at least I think it's a more moral stance. All right, what else we got here?
Okay, so Debbie says, totally against it. Minimum wage jobs are starter jobs. They were never intended to be a living wage. If these people want to make more money, then they can go to school or figure out what to do to better themselves so they can go and get a job that pays better. It's ridiculous that they think that they deserve to get paid more just because they feel they should, yet they aren't going to do anything more to earn it.
Well, the problem about that approach is it's not very realistic. I mean, how do you, if you're barely making it, how do you afford school? And there are a lot of people who work, that's why night school's invented, that's why there are a lot of co-op programs. And certainly I think most of us would agree that minimum wage jobs are starter positions, but there are a lot of people who, I mean, look, talk to college graduates. They're having a very hard time getting starting jobs. And we're talking about college graduates, so they are waiting tables. They are tending bar. They are working at fast food restaurants. And so we need to make sure, and I agree, that sort of raising minimum wage, we also need to make sure people stay in school. They get certainly at least a high school diploma. And with the cost of colleges, and we've done some It's Broken, Let's Fix It commentary on that, of the cost of college is getting greater and greater, and the value of college education is decreasing in terms of both knowledge and employment opportunities, which is, I know, it's part of what I'm working on. It's part of why I feel so strongly about it with my foundation. I'm sort of filling in that gap a little bit. But, you know, I think the assumption that people, first of all, don't want to go to school and don't want to better themselves is probably not accurate. Go and talk with a couple of people. Talk with your waiter or waitress. Now, in this city, you get a lot of people who want to be actors. So we get a lot of incredibly gorgeous people who, I'll be taking care of you today. My name is Brittany. And it could be either a girl or a boy. But the point being that they have a specific kind of goal in mind, perhaps unrealistic, but nevertheless a goal. But if you talk with a lot of people who are of either of color or are recent graduates or are immigrants or just have large families or have been here for a long time and just not particularly well educated, it really is an issue. And there are undoubtedly some people who are, who are sort of doing the minimal of life. And if you're putting in the minimal, then maybe you get the minimal. But there are a lot of people who are working very hard for what they're doing. All right, what else we got?
Jude says, absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more, referencing Debbie's comment. Raising the minimum wage of starter jobs will just put more businesses out of business.
Well, it doesn't seem to be the case. Statistically, it doesn't really seem to be the case in spite of the the Seattle. I mean, the Seattle raised their minimum wage April 1st, an unfortunate choice. And there have been some businesses that went out of business, but when asked if that's why they went out of business, they said no. So that concurrence doesn't necessarily mean causality. The fact that, you know, that this occurred doesn't necessarily mean that there was cause and effect. And certainly, raising the minimum wage one day and having a business go out the next seems a little unlikely. Poor management, at least. And, what's happening around here, and I'm sure what will happen other places as well, is that for the short term, there will probably be what's happened in the economy in general, right? Beyond minimum wage, is more people are working harder and doing more jobs. Because consolidation, which is an unpleasant word for more people working longer hours, because there are fewer people. And I have a friend who now has two part-time jobs, and he has been working in the field of broadcasting for years. He's not young, and he's actually making more with his two part-time jobs than he would with a full-time job, but he's not getting any benefits. So he had to sort of make sure that he took care of that. So, I mean, we're a post-industrial society, and we're sort of still adjusting to that. But it still doesn't mean that you have the working poor, because it's just, it doesn't make any sense. For I'm not even talking about a moral level, but I think there is a moral component to it. But on an economic, on a political level, it doesn't make any sense. And again, if the minimum wage has been increased 22 times in the last, what would we say, during the Depression, so that's the last, what, 70 years? Then 60-some years. I think it's actually 70. And the GNP has continued to rise, and that would argue that that's not the case on any sort of widespread basis. And at least in this city, restaurants come and go all the time because they're either successful or not. And I don't think raising minimum wage a dollar, because what they'll do is, unfortunately, they'll just raise the prices. And in fact, we did a story last week of a guy who took on his kids' menu, took French fries and sodas off his kids' menu, and was offering healthier choices, and more people were doing it, and it added about a nickel or something, you know, per check, or maybe a little bit more than that, and people were happily playing it. So I think we're going to still have to stay tuned and find out. Is that the end of our discussion?
One more.
Okay, go ahead.
Carol says, I completely agree with Debbie, totally against it. Businesses will end up cutting their staff or closing altogether.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. You know, one of the wonderful things about this program, and I was talking with somebody about when we were talking about welfare to begin with, and this is another thing, is I love the fact that people on both sides of the equation listen to the program and are willing to talk with each other and talk with me about it. It's one of my favorite things about this program, and probably makes the program unique. You know, so you guys, we don't preach to the choir, we talk about issues, and we share information, so yay all of us. Yay you guys, mostly. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.